When I tell you that people are sick and tired of the lockdowns and the pandemic and the restrictions and putting on a dirty mask that's been on the floor of the car for a couple of days, the kid pulls it out of his pocket for the 35th time, and just filthy. I've seen a couple of people, they think it's funny, they try to see how dirty they think they can get their mask. Okay, that's cute, no. But it's not healthy, unless you think bacterial pneumonia is something to joke about. Bacterial pneumonia kills people. Filth, warmth, dirt. Ugh. Anyhow. The conservative regional leader in Madrid, Spain, winning by a landslide re-election yesterday, propelled to victory by her refusal to close down bars and shops during the COVID-19 pandemic. An anti-lockdown candidate crushing the competition. This is in Spain. Wait till this starts to happen in the U.S. They ought to be paying attention, the Democrats and the socialists, to what's happening in elections, not only in Texas. By the way, you know, in Texas, they told us that was going to be a big, you know, indicator of what's coming up in 2022 midterms. The Democrats told us that because they were so sure their candidate was going to do well. The Republicans took more than 60% of the vote. The Democrat didn't make the top two, so therefore will not be in the runoff. Republicans will hold that seat. And I'm telling you now, I mean, look around. People are sick and tired of the mask mandates, kids not being at school, stupid restrictions on you can have this many people at your house or this many people in your yard, or you might have a few people over for the 4th of July. You know, people are saying, screw you. We're Americans. We've done all this. We've done what we were asked. And many of them now say, hey, listen, we got vaccinated. We did what we were asked. And now you say, keep the mask on. You say, no gatherings, only a couple of people at the 4th of July. Then why are we doing any of it? Fact of the matter is, it's an illness that kills some people. But just like any other illness, it's out there. It's not going anywhere. The chance of us reaching herd immunity now in the United States is fading fast, according to some. But of course they tell you that to keep the panic up. Anthony Fauci, by the way, keeps promising that the panic porn and the fear-mongering, well, it must continue. And he continues the narrative to drive people to get the vaccine. Now, I don't really care who does or doesn't get the vaccine from this point forward. If you want to, hey, that's great. I don't believe it's a tracking device, and I don't believe it's going to kill millions of people. I mean, I watch this stuff on the internet. Well, it's designed to kill millions. It'll just be a little bit longer. Once you get the vaccine, if you ever catch COVID, you're dead. Okay. Based on what? Well, I saw this person on the internet. Okay. Relax. You know, I talked to every doctor that I know personally. Quite a few. Pediatricians, internists, heart specialists, intervention cardiologists. I've talked to a number of different doctors. Every one of them has been vaccinated. Every one of them said, get the vaccination, can't hurt anything. So I got the first round. I'll get the second round in a couple of weeks. Now, you might say, well, Steve, what are you thinking? That's crazy. Why'd you do that? Because I don't think there's a tracking chip in the vaccine. Call me crazy. But I don't think Pfizer and Donald Trump set out to poison me. Oh, and when you talk about it being, it's never been this brand new technology. Not exactly. The mRNA has been studied for 20 years. Now, if you don't want it, I'm good with that. I don't care. And I'm also good with people going about their lives because this is America. The Constitution doesn't say, well, unless you get the vaccine, you'll have your freedoms. Doesn't say that. Back to Anthony Fauci, who continues to promote the panic porn, who continues to promote the fear-mongering. People are not going to remain this way. They're not going to be bullied by the government. They will fight back. It's Bite 11, by the way. with Anthony Fauci, and you need to hear it because it's more than he's on with Wolf Blitzer, or should I say Wolf Blitzer from CNN. Right, he's on with that guy who's always yelling at the camera. I never know why. I've never figured that out. Why are you always yelling at the camera, Wolf? I'm not sure. There's a time and a place for that. That's not the time or the place. Anyhow, here's Anthony Fauci. Listen to this. Where are we in this pandemic?
We've really got to not declare victory prematurely. So we're in the late innings, but it's not over. That's the thing we really got to get people to appreciate. We're going in the right direction. We're seeing the light at the end of the tunnel. But now's not a time to declare victory. It's a time to get more and more people vaccinated. Just the way the president said today, we want to get to that goal. It's a doable goal, and I believe we'll get there.
So you think the seventh, the eighth inning, or late innings? What inning are you talking about?
How about the bottom of the sixth?
Bottom of the sixth. All right, sure, whatever. A completely meaningless and inane conversation. The vacuous conversations, the vapid display of ignorance by people in mainstream media is breathtaking every day. You know what else is remarkable is that none of these networks do any world news at all. They're all looking inward. They're not looking out here at the rest of the world. They think they've got all of the answers. People like Chris Cuomo and Don Lemon think they're the smartest people in the world. Same with Joe and Mika. These are the smartest people in the world. Ask them. They're sanctimonious fools. Oh, we know what's best. No, you don't. You don't have any clue any more than anybody else. You just put yourself on this elevated,
the person you're trying
this incredibly
to be
high opinion of yourself. And that's got to stop happening. And they've got to stop talking down their noses at us. It has to quit. Quick break now. 25 after. We'll be right back.